From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's start with that report in the Washington Post today about an increase in the number of people born along the U.S.-Mexico border being denied passports because the State Department suspects they may have been born in Mexico with midwives giving their parents fraudulent birth certificates. Let's get some reaction from Efren Olivares, an attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project. And Efren, we're reading U.S. citizens of Mexican descent are traveling back into the U.S., not being allowed back in. Others, including an older veteran, reapplying for passports, being told they can't because there are suspicions the original passport was invalid. Your thoughts?
The denial of passports to people born to a midwife here in South Texas is not unheard of. There have been for years, for a couple of decades at least, cases here and there of people who were born to a midwife. And then when they apply to either get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport, sometimes they are denied by the Department of State, especially if that person was born to a midwife who has either been convicted of fraud or has been accused of fraud or somehow been red flagged by the Department of State. Then everyone who was born to that midwife has trouble getting a passport. Sometimes it's as easy as them providing corroborating evidence to demonstrate that you, in fact, were born here in the U.S. and are, in fact, a U.S. citizen, and that takes care of it. Some other cases are more complicated and end up in a lawsuit in federal court. But those types of denials are not unheard of here in South Texas. Now, if there's an increase in the numbers, that would be alarming, especially if that increase is significant. And that's not clear from their reporting.
Well, the Washington Post is quoting a Jennifer Carrero, an attorney in Houston, who says we're seeing these kinds of cases skyrocketing. It could be that she hasn't maybe covered this as long as others have who know that it's been happening in the past. But there were several federal court cases in the 1990s in which birth attendants admitted to providing these fraudulent documents to infants. I mean, what is your sense, though? It would seem that, for instance, in the case of a veteran who went to renew his passport this year and was denied it because they didn't believe he was an American citizen, you know, he's served his country. Is there a sense that, you know, these were infants 30, 40 years ago? Maybe there should be some sort of workaround.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And the fact that the government would be targeting veterans who were, in fact, born in the U.S. and then serve the country, in some cases even risk their life for this country, and then try to target them for denying their passports or even taking away their citizenship should be outraging us.
Well, as we keep repeating, it has happened in past administrations, although the Washington Post is reporting there was a decline during the Obama administration. You know, on the other hand, if you have midwives who have admitted in court cases in the 90s that they gave birth certificates to babies who were actually born in Mexico, then you do have a problem there. How have you had to handle it as an attorney?
Well, the issue is that you're correct that if a midwife provided a fraudulent birth certificate to someone who was not born here in the United States, yes, that person should not be a United States citizen. The problem, though, arises when other people who were in fact born in the United States are also targeted. So at that point, it becomes a question of, can you prove that your birth was in fact legitimate, that you were in fact born in the United States? And people have to provide corroborating evidence such as vaccination records. And if you can prove that you were vaccinated here in the U.S., then that supports your argument that you were in fact born in the U.S., baptism or other religious records for some babies, and other evidence that you were in fact born here and spent the first weeks and months of your life here in the U.S. at least. And that's easier for someone who's not so old, but for someone who's 70, 80 years old, that's extremely, extremely difficult. And the burden is sometimes too high.
Well, the former soldier profiled by the Washington Post, who got the letter from the State Department saying they didn't believe he was a U.S. citizen. Again, they're not saying, as you said, they have proof that the birth certificate that he was given 40 or so years ago was false. They just have a suspicion, and they required these documents, things like evidence of his mother's prenatal care, rental agreements from when he was a baby, things that are very hard to find.
They're extremely hard to find. And then, I mean, I don't know about his particular circumstances, but who knows if his parents are around, if they kept any records. I mean, if they asked any one of us to provide that we were in the U.S. 20, 30 years ago, it would be very, very difficult.
Some of the people this has happened to include border agents. We mentioned veterans, but also border patrol agents. It's one thing to have your passport taken away, but are people being detained because of suspicion that their birth certificates and passports were illegally obtained?
Well, yes. If people have their passport taken away and then the government takes the position that they are not, in fact, United States citizens, they are being placed in removal proceedings. And then the person has to defend himself or herself from immigration detention.
Efren Olivares, attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.